Never was there a more important time for the youth of the world. Youth populations are exploding in the most vulnerable nations. The need is for youth to create employment and not wait for governments to do it for them. Youth provide the hope to develop a principle-centered, non-tribal leadership for nations and global issues. Youth like Sweden's Greta Thunberg with climate action, and Holland's Boren Slat with environmental action, and tens of thousands of other youth are leading the way in creating sustainable solutions for the generations ahead. In this series of 9 short ideas, I take the inspiration of the late Abraham Heschel, who was asked 10 days before he died what he would say to the youth of the world. And he said this: remember that there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. And above all, remember that you must build your life as if it were a work of art. I've taken his crucial words and created a manifesto for the world's youth, to be taken seriously by young and old in this time of global crisis and unprecedented opportunity. Here in this first part, I look at the challenge of absurdity in the lives of young people. There is meaning beyond absurdity. A Youth Manifesto, Part 1, Absurdity. At 18 years old, on the day of getting exam results that would determine my future, my world went into freefall. My friends called by my house on that bright Thursday morning, and we all walked to the school together to pick up our green slips of paper. Everyone read their results with a smile or a sky punch, as they'd done well, except me. My slip had a run of Fs on, and only one minimal pass grade. Amidst their cheering and backslapping, my world was slipping into a numbed silence. I felt the falling, like a man drowning underwater. I still felt the shame that I felt in that moment before the eyes of my friends, along with the deep pain of such public failure at life's first major starting block. Internally, I fell to the floor, a floor which in that moment I longed would open up like a trapdoor and swallow me up. The rest of the day was a blur. I had to face my parents with the news and then wrestle with the intense feeling of abandonment and loneliness at the realization that all my friends were going off to college and I was headed nowhere. I was bereft and without resources to draw on. The bridge that was to take me onto the mainland of my future had blown up and I was left stranded. As I reflect on my experience of that day and the weeks and months that followed, life suddenly seemed absurd. It didn't add up. I had failed exams I hadn't ever wanted to take, but the system had demanded that I did. Almost 2 years previously, a month into the courses, I told my tutors I was doing the wrong subjects and needed to change, but they wouldn't let me. The inevitable crash of the results revealed a world that didn't make sense. All I could see were the paradoxes, the pointlessness, the ridiculousness, the stupidity, the meaninglessness of it all. That day revealed a brewing storm which erupted in the months that followed. I'd spent the last 18 years on a path that had seemed to make sense, but now I couldn't trust myself anymore. Everything felt absurd. That was my story. In the decades that followed, I discovered that everyone has a story from their youth, a time when life suddenly felt absurd. In the last 20 years, during my work in Africa and Asia, I felt drawn to see the world through the eyes of young people. In South Africa, children born after 1994 were called freeborns. The name was supposed to capture a new generation born in freedom, full of hope, liberation and opportunity. The reality? For many, the meaningful life is to be recruited into the plethora of gangs that rule the underbelly of all their major cities. The beautiful showcase city of Cape Town is now the murder capital of the world. 60% of children born on the Cape Flats don't have a father, and often the gangs become their role models, as well as substitute families. Gang leaders become their new surrogate fathers. It's been too easy for these gangs to fill the void within the nation's youth. At the heart of the problem is a generation of young people with an aching search for identity amidst the absurdity. They've been promised a new beginning, but in spite of the official changes that came with the end of apartheid, social and economic segregation informally shape their world and resulting frustrations to this day. I've also worked a lot in Kenya, where the youth of Nairobi and other towns and settlements across the country witness a minimum average of 12 acts of corruption every day. Whether it's getting a job, getting good results, or just getting by, this is the environment that they grow up in, and it shapes their view of how life works. They, as well as many other nations' youths, are told, study hard, go to college, and as a result, a job will be assured. But the truth is brutal. Over half of Kenyan youth are unemployed. The youth unemployment crisis stretches across the globe. Many young people settle for work in the informal sector. My friend Peter calls them the hustlers. When I was 19, something changed. After the array of failures of the previous year, I landed with a bump onto the concrete road of self-discovery. I woke up. No longer was life determined by being on the conveyor belt of my Western education system. I could now find my own path, however messy it seemed, and it was essential that I did. Is there something universal for all youths about the age of 19? Well, to some degree, it's an age that's shaped by the fact that you've likely launched yourself out of the nest of education. You've soiled your hands a little, hit some adult world reality face to face. For me, it was a threshold year, a crossing over, attraversiamo, as the Italians would say. In 1972, poet, philosopher, and rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel was interviewed by NBC TV in America. It was, as it turned out, 10 days before he died. Towards the close of the interview, a very prescient question was asked. Did Heschel have any special words that he would like to say to the young people of the world? What followed were some of the simplest but most meaningful words of encouragement that have been spoken. Their wisdom is timeless and yet echoed my own 19-year-old consciousness. He said, "Remember, there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. And above all, remember, you must build your life as if it were a work of art." I needed to hear that message. That there is meaning beyond absurdity. That was the clear call into the future I was hungry for. It was the call to my 19-year-old self in response to what my 18-year-old self had painfully experienced and my 15-year-old self had glimpsed.